This is The Human Algorithm. With so many great titles on Netflix, we're here to help you pick what to watch next. In this episode, we've collected shows that'll make you want to wear your wellies, pick flowers from your garden, and bake your gran's favorite bun cake. It's Calm British Binge Week on Netflix's Human Algorithm. First up, we have Netflix employee Adria talking about The Great British Baking Show.
Hi, my name is Adria Saldivar, and I work for Netflix. I'm recommending The Great British Baking Show. So I do love cooking shows, but I do find that I get a little anxious sometimes because, you know, people are running around and ingredients are flying everywhere. And what I love about this show is that it's just calmer and it's almost therapeutic, you know, I find at the end. The contestants are all really humble and the judges are really polite. It's really charming.
Well done.
I am elated. I had no idea that was coming. I even thought that it wasn't as good as everyone else's, which is ridiculous looking back because they really, really liked it.
I couldn't believe it. When
you end up really liking everybody, and you kind of feel that too amongst the contestants, that they all genuinely like each other too. I think with other shows you find that people kind of, you know, maybe they steal an ingredient to sabotage or to get an upper hand. And here I feel like they would probably share their sugar with someone and ask to if they could measure it out and mix it for them. You know what I mean? It's just, you could tell they all really like each other. Every single episode I want to bake something afterwards. I think they're making these little biscuits during one of the episodes, and they were covered in chocolate. They had marshmallow and jam in the center, and I wanted to make those so bad. So I am currently searching for recipes.
Hi, my name is Kelly King, and I work here at Netflix. My favorite show, or one of my favorite shows to watch, is called Love Your Garden. It features the most wonderful Alan Titchmarsh, who goes in and renovates gardens for these deserving families. And I think what I love about it most is his voice. He has the most soothing, most British voice, and he's talking about gardens and these people's like wonderful lives and how much a garden can actually mean to you in your life.
We set out to create a garden that would allow this brave family to spend precious time together.
You're back. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Somewhere to allow Malcolm to get close to the plants he loves.
No peeping.
I really hope that it's everything they could have wished for.
And open your eyes.
Oh my God.
Is it okay?
Oh, it's beautiful.
And I think it's so simple. It's like a really calming show. It's ASMR, but with flowers. One of the ways that Alan goes and helps these people, I remember there was one family, they had a child with a disability. And so he goes in and they have this really lovely house and he ripped out the entire backyard because it wasn't really usable and created a walkway with space. And there was an arbor, lots of landscaping, but it's both the hardscape and the landscape. He uses different types of flowers that are tolerant to whatever climate happens to exist. England is very wet, so they have a lot of lush climate stuff. I could imagine if Alan came and did my fictitious garden. I don't have a garden. I live in an apartment. It's the saddest part of my life. I would have a lot of drought tolerant plants and California native plants. He's really big on like the native stuff too. Watching this show makes me wish I had a home with a garden, but I can hardly keep my one plant alive.
Hi, I'm Betsy Sund. I am on the brand marketing team at Netflix, and I am here to tell you what you should be watching on Netflix because I am obsessed with one show in particular, and that is World's Most Extraordinary Homes. That show, for the sake of a better word, changed my life while I was on maternity leave. I am a self-proclaimed home renovation junkie, and while I don't have the skills myself to actually handle any home improvements. I have a great appreciation for what others can do. And what blew me away about this show when I first started watching it is that I've just never seen another home show like this. Not only is it shot unbelievably beautifully, it's in 4K, which I did not have a true appreciation for until probably, well, when my maternity leave started. It made me feel like I was literally on the ground in some of these locations that they were shooting in.
Inside, you truly get a sense that you're wrapped in a three-dimensional origami structure. There are unconventional angles almost everywhere you look. As well as creating a beautiful internal space, there's a real purpose to this innovative design. The angled roof juts out of the ceiling, allowing light to enter the building in a variety of ways.
Look at this. Look at the sun now. Here I am right at the furthest point in the house from the light, and the sun is flooding in across the cedar. Look at it, it's beautiful.
These homes, they have unbelievable views. The attention to detail is truly aspirational, and I wish that my house could be a fraction as beautiful as any one of the homes featured. And I also feel like I personally know the hosts, Caroline and Pierce. I don't know them, but I wish I did. What I love about this show is that you can honestly watch it anytime. You can kind of casually have it on in the background, but I thought that was sort of how this show is going to be for me, but it just sucked me right in, and I literally sat down and stopped doing whatever I was doing, paused, turned everything off around me just so I could focus. You don't have to be that, you know, into it and kind of zoned in to appreciate it, but for me, it totally caught me off guard and made me want to just watch all of it at once. And I've rewatched it multiple times because, again, I love Pierce and Caroline. Their voices are so relaxing to me that I can watch it kind of anytime. And now that I've seen all of the episodes a couple of times, I can have it in the background and just, it relaxes me. It totally relaxes me. I've gotten probably almost everybody in my immediate family to watch it, soup to nuts. There's now two seasons on the service, which I'm thrilled about. And it is my life's mission to get everyone to love this show as much as I do.
And now it's officially cake week at my house after hearing all about the Great British Baking Show. I also can't wait to watch Love Your Garden and World's Most Extraordinary Homes. You can also search for The Human Algorithm on Netflix, and all these titles we talked about today are waiting for you. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Cheerio!